World Quiz 1058. Hi there, and welcome to Pod Quiz 1058. We have another guest host this week. Dana is taking on round 4 for us a bit later on.
Round 1.
We start this week with a mashup madness round. You're going to hear 5 songs that are made by mashing 2 different songs together. And for each of those, I'd like you to give me the artists of both of those songs.
Question 2. Question 2. Question 3. Trust me, I'll give it just down. My hands stop to find the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I won't show love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my wrist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Question 4. Monica, I swear it's only me. Won't make my mama proud. It's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl. I know she's gonna scream. Girl, what have you done? You're looking for me, girl. And you dance at the club. Oh, mama. Just having fun. On the stage in my heels. It's where I belong down. Question 5. Round 2.
Round 2 is on salt, by which I mean specifically table salt.
Question 6.
Which word for a periodic payment for employment is derived from the Latin for salt?
Question 7.
What is the proper scientific name for the chemical that is table salt?
Question 8.
Which cocktail is traditionally served with salt on the rim of the glass? A Mai Tai, a Manhattan, or a Margarita?
Question 9.
Which chemical is sometimes added to table salt to prevent a deficiency that causes a condition called goitre?
Question 10.
The Vilishka salt mine is a scheduled historic monument and UNESCO World Heritage Site in which country?
Round 3.
Round 3 is a quickfire round on US national parks. For each of the following five questions, I will name a national park, and I would like you to tell me which US state that park can be found in.
Question 11.
The Everglades National Park.
Question 12.
Yosemite National Park.
Question 13.
Denali National Park.
Question 14.
Mammoth Cave National Park.
Question 15.
Glacier National Park.
Round 4.
Do we have William Maswell here? I hope so, because on behalf of the whole crew, I would love to wish you all the best for your 40th birthday. I hope that this year brings you a lot of joy, great health, and also a lot of star chasing adventures. Talking about star chasing, I would like to dedicate the five following questions on the topic of sailing, which we know you love so much.
Question 16.
Fill in the blank. When a sailboat is sailing against the wind in a zigzag motion, this maneuver is called blank.
Question 17.
Fill in the blank again. The invention of the blank, which originated in China, helped sailors navigate without needing to rely solely on the stars. What is it?
Question 18.
The next question is a multiple choice. Who was the British naval commander who won the Battle of Trafalgar in 1805? Was it A. Sir Francis Drake, or B. Captain Cook, or C. Admiral Nelson, or D. Magellan?
Question 19.
True or false? The word yacht comes from an old English term for speed.
Question 20.
And the last question, fill in the blank again. In SpongeBob SquarePants, the characters live under the sea in the town called blank.
It's time for some music. Dana and I will be back with the answers in just over 3 minutes after Snake Oil Salesman with Grains of Salt.
On its own, and your progress in life thus far is not a part of who you are. And the skyline is growing tall, filled with water, grains of salt. And you sprint down an open road, and you don't know where to go. There's no reason that she these shoes, they wear so thin on the pavement, the stony wind, and you know that thing.
fly away. And now, the answers. Fly
away. You needed the artists here, and number one, we had Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Tears for Fears, and The Way You Make Me Feel by Michael Jackson. For number two, we had Take On Me by A-ha and As It Was by Harry Styles. Number three was Shape of You by Ed Sheeran and Crazy in Love by Beyoncé. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet. Although my heart is falling too. Number four was Pink Pony Club by Chapel Roan and I Wanna Dance With Somebody by Whitney Houston. And number five was a mashup of That's So True by Gracie Abrams and Is It Over Now by Taylor Swift.
Round two.
Round two was on Salt, and the answer to number six, salary is the payment for employment that is derived from the Latin for salt. Number seven, the scientific name for salt is sodium chloride. I'll also accept NaCl. Number eight, the cocktail that is traditionally served with salt on the rim is margarita. Number nine, the chemical added to salt to prevent goiter, specifically its iodine deficiency. So the chemical added is iodine or iodine if you prefer. And number 10, the Wieliczka salt mine is in Poland.
Round three.
Round three was the quickfire round on national parks, and the answer to number 11, the Everglades National Park, is in Florida. Number 12, Yosemite National Park is California. Number 13, Denali is Alaska. Number 14, Mammoth Cave is Kentucky. And number 15, Glacier is Montana.
Round four.
And now the answers. So the first question, number 16, is for fill in the blank. When a sailboat is sailing against the wind in a zigzag motion, this maneuver is called tacking. Number 17. The invention of the compass, which originated in China, helped sailors navigate without needing to rely on solely on the stars. So the correct answer is compass. Question number 18, which was multiple choice. Who was the British naval commander who won the Battle of Trafalgar in 1805? The correct answer was C, Admiral Nelson. Question number 19 was true or false. So the word yacht comes from an old English term for speed. And the correct answer was false. It comes from the Dutch word jacht, which means hunt. And the last question, number 20, is in SpongeBob SquarePants, the characters live under the sea in the town called Bikini Bottom, silly. All the best to you, William. We celebrate you. Love you so much. Woohoo!
Thank you very much, Dana, and happy birthday to William. That's it for Pod Quiz 1058. Thank you very much for listening, and I do hope you enjoyed it. We also have one other birthday message this week. Happy 50th birthday, Cameron. We hope you have a wonderful time celebrating this very special birthday. Lots of love from Naomi, Michael, Emily, and Olivia. That's it. Bye now.